Welcome to Why Your Story Podcast, brought to you from the beautiful home of SBI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are
Why Your Story. Oh, wow. It took us like a year to say it.
We're back at it.
Correctly. We are.
How's life post-COVID?
Life is good. What about for you?
You know, it's all right. There's still too much COVID stuff going on for me in the world, but they say it's post-COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At least I'm not wearing a mask.
That's true. That's true.
There was a few things in life I hated more than masks.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was like slivers in my big toe.
I hated COVID testing people. That was not my favorite.
Wasn't that awful?
Yeah, people didn't like me.
Yeah. Well, you're doing good. You're post-surgery, looking good.
Yeah.
Walking around, ambling. That's the word. You're ambling around.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You look good.
Okay.
You look good. Well, folks, it's been a long winter, and springtime's here, and we're excited to be doing the podcast today. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate all of our wonderful sponsors. What are you drinking there, MJ?
Coke from the pop shop.
With?
Coke.
I thought you said it was Coke with something in it, I thought you said.
No. Oh, just Coke. Just my straw.
So I did something very unique today.
What did you do?
I went to the pop shop and got a 32-ounce Mountain Dew with nachos, extra cheese, and jalapenos.
Mm, how was that?
It was like a little slice of heaven.
Mm, I bet.
For just like, it took me like an hour to eat them all, and it was good.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, they have really good cookies, too.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, we want to thank the hospital.
We do. That's who we're going to have on today. And
no, we're not having the hospital on today.
Well, we're having somebody that works at the hospital on today.
Right. Star Valley Health.
That's right. Right here in beautiful Afton, Wyoming.
We do have a lovely guest today. We're excited to have Sister Tara Wheeler.
Thanks for having me on the ward.
Is it like Sister Mary Frances or something?
I don't think I qualify for that.
Okay. Tara Wheeler is in the house, everyone. We're grateful to have her. And you know, if you don't know Tara, you need to.
Yeah, that's for sure. Everybody loves her.
Everybody loves Tara. Or I could say it, if you don't know Tara, then you haven't been to the emergency room lately.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yes, that's true.
It is, but come see you. I mean, people could just come to the emergency room and say hi.
I'd really rather they didn't, but I mean, they could.
I'm just saying it's an option.
I mean, sure, yeah. I mean, if you have nothing else to do.
So if you heard it right there, folks, if you've got nothing else to do and want to say hi to Tara, swing by the ER.
Did you grow up here, Tara?
I did. I'm fourth generation.
Oh, what's your maiden name?
Bassett.
Bassett. So that makes Casey your cousin?
She is. She's my third cousin.
Oh, fun. Fun, fun.
So Casey being the emergency room nurse.
Yep, Casey is the emergency room nurse, and her mom also works in the emergency room as a nurse.
That's right.
Trish.
Mm-hmm. Trish.
Love them both.
Oh, they're great nurses.
They are super awesome
nurses. Casey actually, I just switched them both. I was going to say Trish and Casey, but then it came out Tracy.
Oh.
We should utilize that.
We should. That's actually a good...
Yeah.
Let's key it right here.
Like those celebrity...
Yeah. Names. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Casey trained me in the ER years and years and years and years ago when I first started as an EMT.
And she trained me too. And I still, to this day, do my IVs like she does them.
She taught me... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Casey taught me the Vicks inside your mask for like GI bleeds and poopy sheets and stuff.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, it worked good.
Gross.
I utilized that this morning, too.
Oh.
I use it all the time.
That is good.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, you have got so many skills.
You should try that, folks. Especially dads out there. If you have to change a diaper, you can, like, so there's so many masks. I mean, every dad right now has, like, 10 masks in his truck floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Just scrape one off the floor, put a little Vicks in it. Put it on your face and you don't smell the poop.
I don't trust it. I'm always afraid that it clears your airway and it'll make you smell it more. So I am not doing that.
It'll make you smell the poop more?
Yeah, like it'll clear your airway and then when you go in the patient's room, you'll just smell it worse.
That's not the truth.
I don't trust it. I'm not doing it.
I think when you take it off, that could be the case.
Yeah.
I hold my breath.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, that's hard to do on like a 20-minute ambulance ride.
I've been practicing breathing through my ears.
So speaking of hospital stuff, Tara, tell us what you do for the hospital.
So I'm the unit coordinator in the ER, which means that I'm the first face you see when you walk into the ER, assuming that you walk in and you don't come by an ambulance. Okay. And I am the one that gathers your information, asks what initially is going on, and then I present that information to the doctor and nurse, and then we kind of get you to the right place.
Ah. Oh, that's good. What kind of people have you seen come into the ER without messing up HIPAA that really didn't need to come into the
No HIPAA ER? Violations here, but
like maybe they broke their nail.
Yeah, we get a lot of that sometimes. I think it's more. So the urgent care is kind of a relatively new thing for Star Valley. We didn't have it. And I think there are still people that don't quite understand what an urgent care is for.
Yeah.
And so I think we get a lot of people that would be more appropriate for the urgent care coming to the ER.
And so much cheaper.
So much cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad to come to the ER, but it really is for emergencies.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, one thing that Tara's done is the last 2 years we've had... last week was stroke awareness. Well, actually, it's stroke awareness month for May.
Right.
Nurses week last week and EMS week this week. And one thing Tara's done is she's done an incredible job of thanking those nurses that had a really rough go at it last year.
Especially during COVID.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about.
We have a lot of frontline workers.
Yes.
In the valley here.
Yeah.
And we even had nurses here go out to the East Coast and help, when the pandemic first hit. And Tara is always instrumental in making sure that they feel special and taken care of during Nurse Week.
That is right.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
So last year, COVID was at its rampant rage. And the hospital kind of... were being proactive and trying to make sure that they were careful with their pennies, as they should have been, I think. And so one of the things that they usually do is they give a gift to each nurse for Nurses Week. And so we didn't have a budget for that last year. Mm. And I work with a lot of different nurses in two different departments, sometimes three. And the morale was really bad. They were just... it was like a roller coaster. Some days you'd be up, some days you'd be down. It was just really hard. COVID's hard. And it's really hard when you're in a hospital setting. So I wanted to figure out a way that we could still celebrate those nurses without a budget. So I came up with the idea of Adopt a Nurse, which is where we gave each nurse a number and members of the community adopted them and bought them a gift. And the nurses loved it. Mm-hmm. And so we did it again this year.
That's great. What were some of the things that were given? I know a lot of them specialized. They knew... I knew that who I was going to give to was going to be a male. He was 35 and had four kids. I knew that going into it, so that was kind of easy to buy for, knowing I was a male and what to get.
Yeah, so there were a lot of different things. This year, we did every single nurse at the hospital. Last year, we didn't do every nurse at the hospital. We just did three different departments, but this year, we did every nurse. And so,
wow. How many is that?
I can't remember. It's in the 80 range, but then we also included the CNAs from the floor this year as well.
Nice.
So total, there was 130 people that we did.
Wow. Amazing.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So some of the things that people gave, if I knew them, they would ask me can you tell me a little bit about my nurse? So I would tell them. So some of the things that we got were booze baskets for our nurses to drink and they loved them. And we got some coffee baskets. We got massages. One basket had massages for two different massage therapists in Star Valley.
Oh my.
Wow.
Gift certificates to Agave. The great thing about Adopt-A-Nurse is that it really supports local businesses. The amount of things that were purchased from local businesses was amazing.
Wow.
So we just got a ton of different things. It's gift cards to the pop shop was a ton of them. Gift cards to places to eat, just all sorts of stuff. It was awesome.
That's really great.
The community really came out for
us.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. That's great.
I was, so I actually benefited from that because I'm a CNA at sometimes in the ER to work on my skills for EMS. And so I even got adopted and I got, I mean, you should have seen the basket of stuff I got. I mean, from jerky to M&Ms to Twixes to, I mean, you name it, gum. I mean, it was just, they had to have spent $100 on my favorite junk food.
That's so cool.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I know last year they adopted EMS and oh wow,
I got a bag, like a whole thing of fishing stuff.
Oh, you don't like fishing.
No, I hate it.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I adopted Travis last year just for the
It was from Dara.
Yeah. It was awesome. I knew she was your person and you were gonna get spoiled.
It was fun too. Yeah, I loved it.
It was such a neat program.
Yeah. I loved it too. It was really great. But it's really most important to acknowledge those nurses and let them know how much we thank them. You know, we're grateful for all the time. And it was a scary year, you know, to be a nurse and to be in the healthcare. Yeah. It was scary for us in EMS when we had to do transfers. And, you know, you knew the patient was COVID. And it was scary because nobody knew, had any answers, really. You know, everybody was assuming.
It was tough.
And so, yeah, I thought it was a hard year.
COVID is hard, but also... I think that sometimes we forget there were so many other things going on in the middle of that. Like we still have, for example, we'll get nurses that have a patient on the floor who might, let's say it's an 80-year-old woman who comes in and they really fall in love with them. And then that patient ends up dying. And it really takes a toll on the nurse and the staff. Like we feel it when that happens. And so it's more than just COVID. Just it's really an honor to be able to watch people in the healthcare field do the things that they do because they really do change lives.
Yeah.
And they give up a lot to be able to do it. The hours are hard. It's a high stress environment. It's pretty amazing what they do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And that's one thing that I think I've been impressed just getting to know all the nurses is how much they really do care and effort that they put in to patient care. I mean, they really do.
Right.
They really do care.
Right.
And, you know, they care so much more than me. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, these sweet little ladies or guys that come in, you know, and they need help. These nurses, they go the extra mile to make sure they're comfortable and taken care of. And
that's right.
Even sometimes, you know, they put themselves in difficult situations. I mean, they might have a bad contagious disease or something like that. And these nurses still go in and take care of them and do the things they need to do.
And sometimes the stuff they have to do is pretty unpleasant as well. Let's be honest. The human body is unpleasant. A gross place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it's, and for some of those nurses, it doesn't even faze them. It always amazes me the nasty crap they have to deal with.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right. And I think we have a good selection of physicians too, and they get along well.
Yep.
You know,
we definitely all work as a team.
They do.
Which is important.
So. Very important.
Yep. Yep.
All the way down to the people that clean the hospital, you know, clean the instruments. I mean, everybody, it's a team effort there.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. We love our nurses and we want to give a shout out to our nurses.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Here. Now we got a new place going in Alpine.
We do.
A big place.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Isn't it like out surgery or not?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I really don't know.
We'll have to get
somebody. I know they had a big windstorm.
I do. I know.
During the grand opening.
I know.
Scary. It was so sad.
I didn't make it. I really wanted to, but I didn't make it.
It's probably good you didn't.
Yeah. I was home sheltering.
It was crazy here in Afton. So
yeah, I know.
Imagine what it would be like in a tent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Well, good deal. We thank, shout out to our nurses. Make sure everyone you go thank a nurse.
Yeah. So, Tara, tell me a little bit about yourself. How many, like, are you married and to who and how many kids do you have?
So, I was raised in Star Valley.
Where?
everywhere. I literally, except for Alpine and Etna, I didn't hit up down there. But every other part of the valley, the Bassetts are from Osmond. My great-grandparents homesteaded Dry Creek Canyon.
Okay.
My grandparents' house is still up there. Anyway, I grew up here. I have three kids. I married Corey Wheeler, whose father was the first physical therapist in Star Valley and Jackson.
And Corey was one of our guests.
He was
already. So we interviewed your husband.
So Corey works at the hospital as well. He's a doctor of physical therapy and he does inpatient therapy at the hospital. And we have three kids, one who's going to be a freshman and one who's going to be in seventh grade and another one who's going to be in third grade.
Oh, fun.
So they're kind of spread around this year.
Yeah, that's great.
And so, of all the places you lived in Star Valley, where's your favorite?
Afton, for sure.
Is that just because it's like grocery store and got a bank and a pop shop?
It's
or
because
what?
I'm a snob and Afton's the best.
Oh, okay. Well, that does make sense.
So I love Afton, yeah, because it's convenient. This is where everything is, like the high school's here, the grocery, I mean, there's grocery stores everywhere, but I mean, this is just the hub, right? I mean, I think eventually that's going to change, but for right now, this is the hub, and I like it. I did live on Star Valley Ranch when I first got married, and not necessarily Star Valley Ranch, but I loved that
area
as mm-hmm. well. So, mm-hmm.
That's
so tell us what it was like living in Auburn.
Okay. I never lived in Auburn.
Wait a minute. You said you lived out.
I lied a little bit.
Did you live up Crow Creek?
No. Okay.
Did you live up?
Okay, stop.
Bitter Creek.
You're killing me, Smalls. I lied. I haven't lived everywhere.
Turnerville.
Osmond, Afton, Freedom, Thane,
Fairview.
Yes, kind okay. of. Okay. I lived with Casey and Trish when I was okay. in high school, so I did live cool. in Fairview for a while.
Fun.
When I was a homeless it. Child, I kind of just got around, lived with whoever would take me.
So, the question that we have, when did you graduate from high school?
I did not graduate from high school.
You didn't?
I did not. I have a GED. Okay.
In what?
Did you already know this? A GED? Is this a loaded question? Did somebody want you to tell? Okay, so I have a GED.
Okay.
I left high school halfway through my junior year, and then I got my GED. I went back to my first day of my senior year after I had my GED, so I didn't need to go back. I just felt like I wanted to get my diploma, so okay. I went back. I got into the first period of the first day of my senior year, and I had a very strong impression that I was not supposed to be there. I just felt like I'd even made syncopation for my senior year, which was like my big dream because I sing, right. And so I was really excited. And I just had this overwhelming impression that I was not supposed to be there. So I just got up and I left.
You walked out?
Wow. Walked out of my senior year. It's still hard. I feel really bad about
it. Oh, my word.
So now I'm working on finishing my associate's at Utah State. So.
Good for you.
That's
I
awesome.
Love stories like that.
I do too.
Well, it's not done yet. So as of right now, I'm still a GED.
Yeah, but you're working on it.
It's the thought that counts.
Exactly.
It's true.
I always say it's the thought that counts. I'm going to be a PhD someday.
I thought you were now.
He's not very yet. Close.
So you've been
very
lying
close.
All this time?
No, I never said I had my PhD. Working on it.
Aren't you like three credits? Like
I'm getting there.
Okay. I knew you were very close.
But like I said, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you're working on it.
I think
school for some people do need to be homeschooled. I mean, they just don't fit into that mold. And I think that's okay.
We live in a generation now where there's so many different options.
Yes.
There wasn't that, especially like for you guys, there was more of that for me. Like we're kind of like in steps and generations mm-hmm. in this room. Like now I feel like kids now have a lot more options.
Yes.
Yeah. But we didn't have that as much back then.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
But I would have graduated in 2004.
Wow. Just a baby.
Which is the year I got married. When the month that my graduating class was graduating, I got married. I chose that instead.
Good for you.
Yeah.
How'd you guys meet?
High school.
Oh, nice.
I was a freshman when he was a senior.
Nice. Fun.
So my first day of my senior, I wanted to get up and walk out too.
Did you really?
I had a very strong feeling that I was not supposed to be there.
Hmm.
And I went home after, and my dad promptly kicked my butt.
You had a lot of those.
I went back and sat in the chair.
Yeah.
Willingly. Yep.
Why did you feel like you shouldn't be there?
So I was there. I had just moved into this. Well, my family had just moved to Branson, Missouri. And it wasn't a public school because I got kicked out of public school. So I had to go sit in this Pentecostal private school. High school. And there was like me and my cousin and me. And the preacher.
Oh, wow.
And that was my high school.
There were three of you?
Three that was, in my senior class,
that,
yeah.
That was your senior year. Your
and
senior
I was salutatorian,
year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think when you move,
it sucked.
It's hard.
I think you just made that up.
I'm not lying to you.
No, I think
you New probably... Life Academy, Hollister, Arkansas.
Wow. And did you do all right? I mean, did it end up being okay? Or
Bible study was great.
wow.
I can't say that I did a whole lot in math because they shipped me to Drury University, I think is what it was. I had to go take pre-calc and Trig, I think it was, at the university, because they didn't teach it there. But
well,
I did do well in art and welding. I took lots of welding from the whole ag school.
There. I want to know why you got kicked out of public school.
That'll be another podcast.
Okay. I mean, you've already brought it up.
But I need to have my brother here to tell that story, okay. Honestly.
Which one?
But I did get kicked out for Justin? Fighting. Yeah,
okay.
Justin. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter.
Oh, boy.
Those that know me can attest.
It's always the fighters that say that, though.
Yeah.
I am a lover. I'm not a fighter. I hate fighting.
Can't you be both?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
So let's just dive into the elephant in the room, okay? Let's clear the air. Let's just talk about it. Tara, what is your favorite Disney movie?
That's the elephant in the room. Okay, so I am a huge, like, old school Disney fan.
Okay, that's a lot of information. I just asked you.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it's hard to choose, but probably like Robin Hood with the fox. Like,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
golly, what a day.
You know that one?
That's yes, with Prince John.
Yeah,
mommy.
I've got a dirty thumb. That one. I love that one. In fact, I just popped it on the other day. Sometimes
I love it.
Sometimes I'll just turn it on in the background when I'm doing something. I'm not making that up either. That's how pathetic my life is.
No, it's cool. Think it's great. I think it puts you in a good mood, and you're most of the time you're in a good mood.
Yeah, right. Or yeah. I love The Emperor's New Groove, right? I
mean, who doesn't love The Emperor's New Groove?
It's hilarious.
Right.
Why isn't there a sequel?
Because they couldn't do it well enough.
I don't know.
I don't think they could do it.
It's pretty good.
Do you have anything that you like to collect?
The tears of my enemies. No, I'm just kidding. collect, yes. It's like weird.
Scalps? Is that the same thing?
Shh, don't tell it on the radio. I am obsessed with Regency England. I love all things 19th century England, just from that time period. And so I collect nonfiction books and fiction books, and I have a giant map on my office wall of London, England in the Regency times.
Is that like, when you say Regency, are you talking like the top hat and the poofy dresses?
Not
and the guys that walk around in white gloves and go
kind of, but there smack weren't each other? There weren't poofy dresses at that point. It's from 1811 to 1820 was the Regency, when Prince George at the time was the regent of England when his father was mad.
So totally have you been there? Me. Have you been to England?
I have not. That's on my bucket list.
Really?
Yes, you've been to England? You got to do it.
Oh, no, you got to do it.
It's know. Great.
Well, I am poor, so that's kind of a hang up.
I'm going to start a fundraiser. I'm going to start a fundraiser.
Would you, like, people could just bring their piggy banks
You got to go to England, and you got to see the Bobbies and the Queen's Castle.
I don't care about that
Big
stuff.
Ben. No. You can't go to London and not see that.
I mean, I'll see it. It's fine, but, like, I want to go and... I just want to live my Regency dreams, okay? I want to go and see that stuff.
Like, you lost me. I just need to know, like, old England stuff.
Yeah, like swords and...
It's there. It's at the Queen's Castle.
Versailles?
No, I want to go there. That's in Paris.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, let's move on.
Sorry, MJ.
Let's move on to something else.
Wow! Squirrel.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go and while you're there, it's fine.
Yeah, you can see the Statue of Liberty while you're there.
Oh, stop. Well, it came from France.
Where? What part of England is that leaning tower in?
That's not there either.
Okay. What could we do without MJ? We couldn't do it. I don't
know. She's the best.
She's the awesome. So I'm just the Regency part of England. I'm just trying to think. So is that like, my wife loves these movies and they're the, oh, crap. What's the guy, very proper?
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and the Prejudice. Is that the era we're talking about?
Yeah,
oh,
that's the Regency
my.
Period.
Oh, okay.
So does Corey, your husband, support this?
Oh, absolutely.
He wants to go back and see the top hat and guys?
Corey's been to England.
I know.
So, but, oh yeah, he's really cute for Christmas. Two Christmases ago, he like went to the bank and opened a savings account. And he said, we're going to put money in it every month because... to save to go to England, because aside from being obsessed with it, like, my goal was always to be a writer, and I always wanted to write books about Regency England, and so I've kind of dabbled in that a little bit, but never followed completely through, and so that's my goal, is to get there for that purpose.
That is amazing.
That's great.
How many,
you'll make it.
How many Pride and Prejudices are there?
Like movies?
Yeah, let's go movies.
Oh, probably a lot.
A lot, right? I mean, I know of at least four.
I know three
that I've had to sit through.
Three different. Are you sure they were all Pride and Prejudice? Or you think? Or do you think in your mind you were just like melding them together?
If they well, had a if top you've watched one, pants, you've watched them all.
That's exactly my point. So how do you know it wasn't a completely different movie?
Maybe Darcy, you incredulous young man.
I don't think that is a
thing. Isn't Darcy in it?
Yeah, but I don't remember anybody ever saying that.
Oh, I guarantee it's there somewhere.
We're going to look that up. It's probably near Versailles.
Yeah.
Does Corey watch Pride and the Prejudice with you?
No.
Okay, so he's still got
a man card. Why would I ruin... Oh, no. Corey has no man card.
He lost it?
Okay, so... One of our first dates, what Corey loves Les Mis, loves it, obsessed. So he watched it in London, which is probably the reason why he's obsessed.
Yeah, he probably, yeah, I get it.
So one of our first dates was he took me to watch it live in Salt Lake, and he was a poor college student, and I had no idea what Les Mis was, and he got like the back row. I fell asleep.
Oh.
That's it.
I know, I feel really bad. So dude is obsessed with, like, he's very manly. But he's obsessed with a lot of like girly things like musicals and
wow,
that's stuff. Awesome.
And he doesn't like dirt bikes,
Corey.
And he won't let me have one. So I mean, it's just
oh my word. Well,
not well, manly. We are so grateful that you came today.
Thank you. It was so fun.
Well, I'm not done. Are you done?
We're not done.
No.
No, I'm not done with Tara.
Okay.
Tara, would you say that you have a plethora of Renaissance, what is the word?
Regency
Old English books?
Absolutely. Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you absolutely love them, 1 being you do not like them, where would you rank Reader's Digest?
Oh, like...
Where did that come from?
I feel like it depends on where I'm reading it. Like, am I in a bathroom?
That's
I'm
not my question. It? That is not my question.
Well, I feel
10,
like...
10, you love them. 1, you loathe them. Where does Reader's Digest fit in?
I feel like Reader's Digest is basically, like, the most amazing publication ever made. So I would have to give it a solid 9.
Okay.
That's like fair. Right,
that's a good insight into your soul.
One step down from the Bible.
That, I mean, that's just
amazing.
Very, very informational. Yes.
Mostly the pictures in it are just primo.
And your dream car would be?
A Geo Metro.
A Geo Metro? No kidding.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you lying to me?
Absolutely. Who wants a Geo Metro?
No, be serious. Don't.
Oh, sorry. What car would I want? It probably a truck, first of all. What?
Okay, well
is that wrong?
That
does it have to be a car?
Narrows it down to half the earth.
Okay, a car.
You've never sat in your home and thought this would be my dream vehicle? So yes, I'm seeing a correlation here between people that like Darcy or Pride and Prejudice. Or what's the other 10 that are like that?
The other 10.
Yeah, my wife watches them all. Like, all the time. So there's Pride and the Prejudice. There's... Oh, my word.
No,
Travis,
come
on. Pull
them.
It together. Taming of the Shrew. All of these movies that are like
Taming
this.
Of the Shrew?
Yeah, that is one.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if I asked my wife what her dream car would be, she would do the same thing.
It's like a horse-covered
probably
wagon.
A horse-drawn... with a dude that's wearing short... pants with high white socks and a top hat with white gloves that goes
upon a time
madame.
My dream car was the Pontiac Solstice. Like, that was my dream car. That's what I wanted. But now, and then I drove one and it was like a four banger piece of crap, and so I was like, no, there's no speed to that. It's just beauty.
Love it.
It's gotta have both.
Love it.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna stick with the Geo.
Okay good gas mileage.
Yeah,
and you're probably not gonna get stolen.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, if I was to steal a car, I would not steal a Geo Metro.
I mean, it's probably a good idea. You're not going to get away very fast.
Unless I needed to go a long way on a gallon of gas.
I mean, that is a good thought. You should keep that in your mind when you're thinking about stealing a car. How far can I get?
One last question that I have for you, Tara, before we let you go is, what is your favorite pop shop drink?
Oh, yeah, you're not going to like that answer. It's...
They don't have a Darcy. with on ice.
They're going to make one for me. I'll call Tommy right now.
Tommy, did you hear that? We need a Darcy on the ice.
Darcy on ice would be...
a light cream tea.
No, it would literally just contain straight Dr. Pepper.
Ah, yes.
That's what I drink when I go there. It's just straight. Yes. Like, I don't want them to dilute my pop with anything.
What?
I'm the no same
ice?
Way.
No, I want ice. I want ice, but I don't want, like, fluffy cream and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You know, and also, can we talk about one more thing before I go?
Depends.
This is Wyoming.
Sign language it to me so I can
okay
it.
This is Wyoming, and it's called pop here. Okay.
That's what
it's
I said.
Not soda.
Absolutely not soda.
So I just wanted to correct that.
Who even made that term?
It's called, everybody that moved here from Utah was like.
No, that's not a Utah term.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that's not
everybody
a Utah.
Moved here from California, okay, I get and they that. Were like, hey guys,
let's go get a soda.
Let's go get some soda at the soda shop.
Yeah, I'm right. With you, Tara. Good point. So we're going to bring that up from now on.
It is pop, and it is pink sauce, and it is Crick. Okay.
Crick.
Also,
dry Crick.
The last name is Hoops, not Hoops.
Not Hoops.
If you do those things, Hoops. then we know you're golden and you're in the circle.
So I'm actually related to the Hoops.
Me too.
Are you?
Some
We're probably
them.
Related somewhere because my family, your family lived in the town my grandpa they named my great great grandpa after.
Osmond.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So there's a chance that maybe my relatives owned your relatives, maybe.
Maybe.
That's probably a good chance.
That they owned my relatives. Probably.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we've gotten deep
Sorry,
today,
guys.
Haven't we?
Remember when you said you don't edit?
Yep, we're not. We are not editing this.
Well, my relatives told me to tell your relatives that they're the worst.
That is the truth. I won't lie there.
Now the Bassetts and the Osmonds just went to war.
We're going to war. We'll win. We never lose.
It's fine.
We're going after you.
It's fine.
Okay. We want you to go back to the hospital and tell everybody thank you for us.
That's right.
I would be so happy to.
And tell them that you were on Why Your Story.
Okay.
SVM Media, and that we are giving a shout out to every nurse that wears the uniform today.
Yep. Oh, that's so cute.
Hey, let's do it. How do we give a shout out? Hip hip hooray?
No, I think you should yodel.
Oh.
I feel like because I came on your show, I get to choose, and I would like you to yodel for the nurses at the hospital.
Go ahead, MJ. She's looking at
Let's
you.
Let's hear it. Make sure you use your best Versailles accent when you do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Versailles.
We do need to do a yodeling one, but please go ahead.
Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, hee hoo. Go, nurses. Go, nurses.
Go, nurses.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Well, that made my day. I am so glad we had Tara today. And let's just move on, should we? And with that, let's end it.
Okay.
Should we?
Thanks again.
How's this?
I like it.
You can feel it. You can all feel it.
Something like that.
I can feel it. This is Why Your Story podcast, brought to you from the beautiful home of SVI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker. Also, I will be leaving for Versailles in about 10 minutes.
Sooner than that, if I have anything to do with it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Appreciate your support. Appreciate the hospital, Star Valley Health, the Pop Shop for
Thanks,
all you
Tara,
do for,
for
us.
Coming.
We want to extend
Thanks, nurses.
A special thank you to the nurses and to Tara.
That's right.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Did that hurt?
Be safe out there, everyone.
Thank you.
Peace out.
Talk to you next time.
Later.